Life is full of personal wins. I'm still waiting for mine. Whether it's cleaning your house or getting that dream car, winning at life is a great feeling. And with the State Farm Personal Price Plan, you can keep winning when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto. Chrissy, you're always on top of all of this.
Well, I am very deficient in some areas, but this is not one of them. I also love how personal State Farm is. I love my State Farm agent, Mike. Shout out to Mike. And guess what? Today, you guys can talk to a State Farm agent to learn how to bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, wait for it, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount on discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Vince Vaughn said that he would come on the show. This was when we first started 2 years ago, or whatever it was. Since then, he has not responded to any of my inquiries.
Calm Down with Aaron and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio. Welcome, everybody, to the Calm Down podcast. We had a question earlier on our pregame show. What do we do on our day off? Well, I'll tell you what I'm waiting for. I'm waiting for the garage guy to come and fix our garage door that's broken. Can't get my car out. Ubered to a lunch dinner. And I'm going to also have to call about apparently a gas leak that people smell gas outside our house. What did you do on your gate? But here's the thing. I did smell it really fast. And then I ran inside to tell my husband I smelled it because somebody came the other day and was like, I don't smell it. And then, so I just walked outside and I was like, yeah, I kind of smell it. And then 5 minutes later, I went out there and I don't smell it again. So what in the hell is going on? Is that us? Is that them? What's going on?
Blow a gasket. I'm going to tell you, at that situation up at the lake house. So I have this small little shack of a lake house, and sweet Jen, our girlfriend, Jen Green, went and stayed at it for New Year's Eve. She smelt gas, called the gas company. Thank God she had the wherewithal to do this. I had just done the remodel. They didn't close some kind of valve or something that like that. The gas company comes and it was like off the Richter scale in terms of, they were like, if you had waited like 30 minutes longer, this house would have blown up. Like, that's so scary. Do not mess with gas leaks. Like, have everyone out there to fix that. That's really, I don't like that. Mm-mm.
Okay, so literally our contractor just texted me and he goes, I swear to God, I'm here and I don't smell it. But I smelt it and then I went, so I don't know what to do. I'm going to call,
just
I'm going to be safe.
Yeah. Good girl, because we don't need you. Which, by the way, we're just going to jump right into it. Speaking of safety, this driver falling asleep at the wheel took on a life of its own. And this is just you and I talking. All of a sudden, I go, New York Post has picked up the story. Thank God you are alive and here to tell us about it. So for those of you that didn't know what happened, Aaron had a...
They gave me a standing ovation at the Superdome this weekend. And alive and here with us today, Aaron.
Aaron has had a driver to take her from Chicago to Green Bay who fell asleep while driving. It was a whole to do and terrifying. I don't know how you stayed in that car. Good for you. But what else was the fallout and were you surprised by the reaction?
I was. Our producer texted me and sent me the story and I just thought two things. Shit. I hadn't told my dad, who did text me a couple hours later and said, well, I don't want to read about this ever again. Why didn't you get out of the car? And I was like, Dad, I had Matt LaFleur and Joe Barry on calls. And then, of course, I didn't want to say anything because I didn't want to piss Fox off, even though I know they're so great about everything. But, you know, there's always the whole don't be a diva thing.
And which is bullshit that you have to think like being a diva is calling and being like, my driver's asleep at the wheel. Like, you're not requesting a rider with only green M&Ms in your dressing room. God.
safety first.
I'm not asking for it. Yeah. So anyways, and I did. I got a ton of text messages. Several players walked up to me on Sunday and was like, dude, I heard about your story. And I was like, while it was dramatic, I did feel like the whole headlines maybe out of it on Twitter or whatever else, Aaron Andrews escapes death. Okay. You know what? I'm not holding, I wasn't taken under by a great white or an alligator in a swamp. Whoa. And I rolled him into a ball. And you know what I mean? Like, we're good. I got the guy a coffee. We got, you know, we're fine.
Oh, anyhow. God. Yes. Well, that would be traumatic. And the fact that you bought him a coffee is like, says more about you. You're
you owe me $3.
Yeah. And I won't be tipping. I got a whole thing about the tipping, though, on that situation.
What?
Because it's the same thing on the room service, okay? When okay. the room service comes, it already says gratuity included. Well, now they leave.
Bad, though.
They leave that extra line for extra gratuity. And I'm sorry, like, as again, I always feel like I have to preface this. I've been a hostess, I've been a waitress, I've been a bartender. I get the service industry, but you already allotted yourself the gratuity. You didn't even give me a chance to give you what I think you deserved for the prompt service, for the this, that, this and that. So I'm going to throw zeros in there. Why are we getting more gratuity? It's already there. It's already built in. And by the way, the built-in gratuity is like 20%. Like, that's a lot.
I know.
15 standard, 20 if you're good.
This is actually a great thing to bring up. I feel the exact same way, but I always feel bad. I always feel like when they come to my room, because we've discussed 4 bowls of grits this weekend, I'm a room service gal. I love room service. In New Orleans, I love, you know, here's a story, and then we'll get back to the gratuity, writing it down, tip. The lady at our hotel in New Orleans, I tell her every time, she is the best room service taker. She has been there for years. I call up.
You
I
have
went,
a lady?
Good morning. I don't have a lady. There I am being a diva. She's there, lady.
Gosh.
You pick up the phone. Hello. I don't need to answer how many. Like, go through the whole thing. What do you want for your eggs? She's like, I'm like, hey, how are you? I'd love, could I get some breakfast, please? Sure. How many? One. What do you need? I'd love the all-American breakfast. What kind of eggs? Scrambled. What kind of meat? Chicken. What kind of toast? Wheat. Do you want coffee or tea? Coffee. What about cream? Oh, perfect. We'll see you in 20 minutes. I love her so much. She
I'm into that.
On it.
She is a NASCAR pit
on
stop.
It.
I'm into that. I'm into efficiency. So
on it.
The thing about the tipping is that I'll say, oh, it looks like gratuity is already included. And they'll say, yes.
Like, I know, but I feel so bad.
Okay. Well, you're nicer than I am because I don't feel bad because you're already getting the gratuity. And I always tip if it's not already included. But if it's included, then I can't just be.
Yeah. Why do I feel bad? It's already included.
There are things, you are a very nice person, but there are things where I'm like, yeah, don't feel bad. You also feel bad about things like asking people for things that are part of your job, but that's neither here nor there. You know what I mean?
Like, I do. There is, as you know, always this side conversation that you and I deal with a lot. There's always preconceived notions about, is she a bitch? Is she a lot? Is she a diva? And then it's like, yeah, I'm a bitch about some things. And one of the biggest things is like getting it right, which you obviously relate to and understand. You put a lot of time and effort in.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to be embarrassed. You want things to go smoothly. My travel, yes, with certain things, because certain things have happened to me in my life. Also, too, I believe, like, I've been on the road 4 days out of the week. Like, you have shitty sleep when you stay in a shitty hotel, blah, 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 whatever. Thankful for Fox. Our travel arrangements are always so wonderful. I'm grateful for our travel department. They're so great. How many times can I say great? Anyways, but yeah, I do think you don't want someone walking in your room and you're like, I don't know, just talking bad about you. I read something, I think it was Hillary Duff. Maybe this was 17 magazine. She used to talk about all the times that like she would go to get her hotel room clean. She would feel so bad. She would make her bed.
Oh, I do that.
In her hotel room.
I do that a little bit. I will pick up before I'll put the towels like in a corner or like if there's like if trash and stuff everywhere. No. And just so we're clear, like I'm all about the tipping. But I don't think that we should just take liberties here and have that extra line. So I'm the asshole who has to write zero when you're already getting a tip. Okay.
Yeah. You're not cheap. So let's dispel those.
I'd rather go broke than be considered cheap. Like I will go above and beyond.
What a book title.
I'm writing this down. But I'm going to go broke at this point if I'm going around doing all this extra tipping. Here's a tip. Give me the opportunity.
And you're betting, apparently. You're not doing well.
I know. We got to get into that in a second. But okay.
Let me organize my thoughts because we only have so much time, which actually is a bummer because these podcasts during the season should be a lot longer because we have a lot more to talk about.
A lot to say.
Crazy weekend. We record this podcast on Mondays. So we have two Monday night games tonight, which I'm looking forward to. I love football so much. I get so excited that there is a game on almost every single night.
Day.
I'm like, it gives me like, I'm like, okay, so tonight I'm going to do this. Okay.
I'm even the psycho today that I was like trying on wear stuff for 2023. You guys, it's super cute.
I can't wait to see it.
And I put on the NFL Network and like they're just going through stuff and injuries and I'm reading the bottom line. I'm supposed to be trying on hoodies. And I'm like, I just said out loud, the NFL's awesome. Like it's just awesome.
I know. And that's because we only get so many weeks of it because it's the sport that only has 18 weeks, not including playoffs. Okay. So you were on you had a crazy game. You were in New Orleans, which is always an awesome place.
You didn't say my name during the game breaks.
I'm going to tell you why. There's so many of you guys now. I got four names now.
I told my crew, I was like, she's not saying my name and it's really bothering me.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to just pick which names I want to leave off because I'll just throw it back to you and you take it.
I can help you. Guys, everyone loves a win, even if it's small. I had two big ones. I mean, congratulations to me. Let's celebrate. Finally cleaned out the fridge and the garage with all the nasty crap in the drawer from last Christmas, maybe even Thanksgiving. And I'm getting somewhere on my closet. Purging, organizing. What about you?
My big wins have to do with the cute little animals up at the ranch. Simba, who's my rescue, graduated. He doesn't have to stay in the crate overnight. He can hang out with the big boys at night. And also my sweet little baby chicks are thriving. So no matter if your win is big or small, it's still a win. And it calls for a celebration. And who's cheering right beside you? Say it with me, Aaron.
State Farm.
The State Farm Personal Price Plan helps you create an affordable price just for you. So talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Thank God for the limits.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to talk about and go through all the things that are sometimes difficult to process alone. We're going to go over how to regulate your emotions, diving deep into holistic personal development, and just building your mindset to have a happier, healthier life. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends. People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
And basically have conversations that can help us get through this crazy thing we call life.
I already believe in myself. I already see myself. And so when people give me an opportunity, I'm just like, oh, great, you see me too.
We'll laugh together, we'll cry together, and find a way through all of our emotions. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So you're in New Orleans, Bucks, Saints, crazy. Mike Evans gets ejected. Marshawn Lattimore gets ejected. What was it like for you on the sidelines?
Awesome.
Yeah.
Being at the Superdome is amazing anyways. Just, it is so loud. I think I had said in one of my many IG accounts, the tunes they pump pregame are just the best in New Orleans. my sister's calling. I'm going to shut it off. They pump so many great tunes. It's incredible. And they also do this thing where a player requests a tune. I think you wrote it. You should Shazam the whole time.
Name that tune. I love you so much for saying tune. Are you on American Bandstand? What year is this? Don't you just love the tunes this place is playing? What? Oh, God.
Janice, no, I love these tunes.
I need you to Shazam. Is that still a thing? The music. Yes. And I need you to make a playlist because I was talking to Sean Payton about that.
Such a good idea. Jarvis had his up there. DeMario Davis. They like did? Mark Ingram. It was so good. Yeah. Each guy, they had their face up there and all. And then it said which one they want. It was great.
Oh, that's what I need.
And then they
I
come
need.
Out and it's fire and it's cool and all that.
Okay.
Yeah, it's great.
Because I'm always like 10 years behind. I'm like, hey, you guys heard this new Drake album called Views? It's like, okay, we are on to the next. I'm so late in music that I need to get a new playlist because music changes everything. And the set in the morning, it is 7 a.m. I need a little pick-me-up. Like Rock Jock Jams now hits 45. Hair swinging, Aaron. The music for the Chicago Bulls. Tell me that wouldn't get you fired up. Stay a while.
So good. So good. Love so anyways, the place was bumping. Obviously, both offenses weren't really doing too much. Tom Brady throws a Surface tablet. You know, he throws his helmet. That's always great drama to see.
I love it. I fucking love him fired up. Like those shots of him being like, and I was like, you know what? You walk into that huddle and Tom Brady's yelling. I got no problem with it because he's like, he demands excellence. And I am all about that. And don't tell me that if you're on the receiving end of that, you're not like, fuck yeah, this guy gives a shit after this many years playing this game. I better step up.
And it's always one of those, you know, my attention. First, we were kind of worried, did he jam his finger? What's going on there? I'm always trying to check, you know, what his temperature is on the sideline so I can tell the guys in the truck, hey, he's really pissed off. Hey, he just walked over to the offensive line coach. Hey, he's talking to Hainsey on the sidelines. I always kind of help them with shots. I feel like I'm a CIA agent or a spy.
You would be good.
But there's times like I'm there and I, you know, you catch his eye and this is like after he threw the Surface tablet and you're like, whoops. And you like look away really quick because you don't want
to.
I do that with everyone. Matthew, Aaron, like all these guys, because they know I'm looking. One time, who said it? Oh, Randall Cobb. This was so great. He had gotten, this is not great. He got hurt. He got hurt in the Packers-Rams game. And I'm like looking over and I notice like he's putting something under his jersey. Well, he had injured himself at that point. And he said to me, he goes, EA, you freaking knew. And he goes, you kept staring at me. And I was like, I know, I'm sorry. And I was like, I wouldn't have said anything on the broadcast until the trainers obviously clear it and PR says okay to do so. But he goes, EA, you freaking knew. And I was like, I have my little tricks. Like I know when certain things are going down, you know, certain people to follow, you know, like I start like kind of snooping a little, you know, the actions and stuff. And it is true. And you hate when they catch you because you're like, boop, boop. Sorry.
But that's an interesting thing, though, because, and again, I know that our vast audience is mixed in terms of some people like football, some people just want to hear us embarrass ourselves. But the idea of what you can report and you never want to speculate, of course, because once it's out there, it's out there and that whole thing.
I'm not paid for that.
Yeah. So it just sort of being able to govern yourself because you want to be able to say everything, but you also need to protect the player or... Right. So that fine line, that's interesting.
Yeah. Well, the NFL is a lot different from college. And that was one thing I had to learn. You know, in college, I could basically repeat word for word what Tom Izzo was screaming to his players, what John Calipari was screaming. But in the NFL, you're not allowed to do that. You kind of have to paraphrase. Mm-hmm. And with injuries, I take two sides of it. I'm a wife. I don't want to hear my husband is, you know, this, and this that I observed until that's clear. I don't want to hear that. I don't need their families to worry or any of that. So I'm a wife of a guy who used to play and like stuff like that would be reported. Also, you can't do that in the NFL. You can say so-and-so is receiving medical attention. I did say yesterday there was no athletic trainers that came up to Tom Brady and looked at his finger. You can do that. And then obviously when Aaron got rocked, we showed the pictures of him kind of getting a massage on his neck, like moving it around. Mm-hmm. But yeah, you can't speculate. You'd be in big, big trouble or report something that they haven't given you confirmation on.
Yeah. Good rules to follow. So, okay. So that game was awesome. You've got a big one next week. You got Buck
Monster game. Yes.
Yeah. Packers, Bucks.
Big time.
next week. So I love
both their offenses trying to figure it out, huh?
Yeah, but I think that's to be expected. I was just excited that they covered last night. I started chasing in my gambling. Man, I ate shit in those early games. Cincy, bleh, woof. Browns, woof. I knew better than to bet against Tom Brady, and I did it just because there were so many injuries on that sideline. But again, why he's the GOAT is a... And that defense, I mean, come on, Devin White. Devin up. This defense, man, better than last
year? They're back. That defense is back, and they're happy too about their depth. That's one thing they kept saying. You could use that on Amazon. A lot of good communication and their depth. They're really, really happy about their depth.
I love that. Communication. Yep. Is this thing on? So that's exciting. I love everything about that. So many good games, but also like the Colts. Oh my God, I didn't see that one coming. This what team happened? Falls to 0-2. There's so many injuries on that side as well. I feel bad for Matt Ryan, but at the same time, like, I don't know, Cincinnati, the Bengals offense, so many questions. It's only week two and things are getting good.
I know you say that, but can you believe, like I thought about it this morning, we're about to be at week three. What? We're already at week three? Like it goes by, your weeks go by fast. I know,
it does go by really fast, but there's still a lot of football to be played. Remember, sister, Fox has the Super Bowl this year. Yours truly, not yours truly, that one, as I'm pointing to Aaron. You'll be with me. Be on the sideline for that. Okay. So that was good. We have a lot of things that we need to catch up with that we teased about last week. Oh, okay. First of all, the Amazon debut, like anything.
Congratulations, boo-boo.
Thank you. So it was Kansas City and the Chargers. As expected, an incredible atmosphere in Arrowhead. It was our first production. Like every production, there are things to work out. These are, you know, I'm not worried about it. We have the luxury of Fox, that Fox has been on air for 25 years. Day one at Fox is much different than it is 25 years later. But I was very, very excited for our team and guys and women behind the scenes have worked tirelessly. Amazon wasn't supposed to stream games until next year. They moved the whole launch date of 1 year because they wanted to get it on. So yes, some things to work out, but I'm really excited. I can't tell you what an awesome group of people I get to travel with every year or every week. Cool. And you know this better than anyone. When you the time that you spend with these guys, like you're on the bus together, you're at dinners together, you're grabbing coffee, you're in team meetings. So like with Sherm and Fitz and Tony and Witt, like awesome, awesome people to be able to spend some time with, and looking forward to that show continuing to get better each and every week. Okay. Now, circling back to the things that we need to get caught up on. I was telling you the story about the valet.
Yeah.
Last time.
So good.
They lost my car. Have you ever had that happen?
No, just packages in hotels, but go on.
Okay. So Fox had our dinner that we have every year with the crew right before the first Sunday show.
And you know you're going to have a time at it. So you did the right thing.
Totally. And I just didn't have time to go home and drop my car off, or I would have done that to begin with. So there's going to be cocktails. I'm going to Uber home. So I leave the car at the hotel. I go back the next day to get it. I don't have the little ticket with me. That ticket is somewhere in a clutch on the bathroom floor somewhere. I don't know where that I'm lucky if that person even made it home. Ladies, you know that move where in the morning you're like, things are a little foggy and you're going, I hope I grab my credit card. I hope I got my license. And I hope that new lip gloss that I spent $45 on, which is an obscene amount of money, but I love this damn Chanel lip gloss, is in that purse because I always lose the expensive ones. And the $5 ones are still around from 10 years ago. So I go to that purse, don't know where it is with the little ticket, forget it. Can't find the car. What do you mean you can't find the car? Well, do you have the ticket? No, I don't have the ticket. This is the kind of car. This is the make, the model. I came in last night around 4:00. Now I feel like I'm like working with a detective.
Jesus.
Can't find it.
Here's my fingerprint.
30 minutes is going by and I'm like, you guys, can I go down to where the car is? And like, I will look for it. They can't find the freaking car. Now I'm getting like upset because I'm not yelling at the valet, of course, but I'm like, you guys, just let me go down. I don't understand this. Anyways, they eventually find the car because it's in a separate parking lot. But I want to know, and you guys, I'm curious, which we can answer the question on our pregame. Has anyone actually ever lost a car at the valet? In the liability? If you go valet, are they responsible for buying you a new car if they can't find it?
I would say so. But the problem is you don't have this ticket that they need. It's a Seinfeld episode.
This actually is a Larry thing. As you know, remember I told you like he would write down little stuff or whatever?
Yes.
It's about losing the ticket.
Yes.
You know when you go into a parking garage and it prints the thing out and you should just put it right in the little cup holder, but you don't. You put it in the back pocket. Then you go to leave. Now I'm paying $35. I've been there 5 minutes. I can't find the ticket. Are you good about keeping track of this thing?
I'm not even good at keeping track of, like, I went to a massive meeting, the other day where they told me I needed my license to get in. I forgot my whole wallet at home and I didn't realize until I was 5 minutes away because I had my wallet in another purse I had used the night before. No, I'm not good at anything.
Okay, good. Who are the people that are good at keeping track of those little valet tickets and the parking garage tickets?
My dad. He not keeps me. Everything in his wallet that's like this big.
I don't know. I got a lot to work on. So I'm just going to write that down and chalk it up to a bad
situation.
I
wouldn't say that was one of them.
Well, I mean,
you'd have a lot to work on if you'd driven home from a Fox
party. Oh, no.
Exactly.
After my brother's accident, my parents would disown me if I ever got behind the wheel of a car. My brother made a decision to drink and drive when he was much younger and flipped his car and had a lot of issues because of it. So thank God he's okay. And also why we can't have drivers fall asleep at the wheel either, sister. Okay, so that's...
That was light.
This is why we do gratitude lists every night, Tyson and I. We're very grateful that everyone's fine and alive and well. Okay, so that's the story about the valet and the lost car. What else did we need to cover?
Boys. Vince Vaughn.
Oh, shit.
Guys, everyone loves a win, even if it's small. I had two big ones. I mean, congratulations to me. Let's celebrate. Finally cleaned out the fridge in the garage with all the nasty crap in the drawer from last Christmas, maybe even Thanksgiving. And I'm getting somewhere on my closet. Purging, organizing. What about you?
My big wins have to do with the cute little animals up at the ranch. Simba, who's my rescue, graduated. He doesn't have to stay in the crate overnight. He can hang out with the big boys at night. And also my sweet little baby chicks are thriving. So no matter if your win is big or small, it's still a win. And it calls for a celebration. And who's cheering right beside you? Say it with me, Aaron.
State Farm.
The State Farm Personal Price Plan helps you create an affordable price just for you. So talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Thank God for the limits.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to talk about and go through all the things that are sometimes difficult to process alone. We're going to go over how to regulate your emotions, diving deep into holistic personal development, and just building your mindset to have a happier, healthier life. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
And basically have conversations that can help us get through this crazy thing we call life.
I already believe in myself. I already see myself. And so when people give me an opportunity, I'm just like, oh, great, you see me too.
We'll laugh together, we'll cry together, and find a way through all of our emotions. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay. Last episode, I talked about how I called out Vince Vaughn. And this is another thing. Is it red receipts or read receipts? I still don't know the answer to this.
Red, because he read it. Yeah.
Right, that's what I thought
too. Not R-E-D, but R, yeah, you get, everybody gets it. I'm the idiot. Go on.
No. Because I had this conversation, I said to Fitz, and I was telling Ryan Fitzpatrick the story, and he goes, is it red receipts or read receipts? I go, thank you. I don't know the answer to that. Okay, catching you up quickly on the story. Vince Vaughn said that he would come on the show. This was when we first started 2 years ago, whatever it was. Since then, he has not responded to any of my inquiries.
He's read them though.
But he has read them because the red receipts were on. So I got sassy, had a few cocktails, said, please come on the show. He didn't come on the show, or he still didn't respond back to the text messages. And I was like, fine, if you don't want to come on. So I was telling this story last week on the podcast. And then I screenshotted the messages that I had sent to Vince to show our wonderful producer, Ryan, the correspondence. You guys, I screenshotted them and sent them back to Vince Vaughn. The fuck? I sent back his own messages. And I was like, no, that moment.
What was your sweat factor like?
You know that feeling where like you respond on a DM about something you shouldn't be saying and it goes to that person, which I've also done, and then had to triple axel, Lutz my way out of that situation. The second I sent it, I was like, I didn't realize I had sent it to him until Ryan, we were still on our call here afterwards. And Ryan goes, our producer goes, I haven't received them yet. And I was like, oh, maybe bad Wi-Fi. They just haven't went through. I then look and it says, Vince Vaughn's the last person. I was like, I sent them back to him. Now at this point, we are in a critical juncture of this correspondence. Okay. So thank God Steve comes out. Steve goes, what's going on? I'm freaking out. I said, I just sent the screenshots back to Vince. I'm trying to explain. And he goes, you got to say you were alerting him for the red receipts. He can't go thinking you're just throwing these screenshots around to everyone.
That's so good he came up with that. That's so good. That's so good, Steve.
I would have never thought of it. He goes, you need to say right now, 6 minutes has gone by. You need to say that you're letting him know that the red receipts were on. He goes, and then you need to send him the emoji that goes like this. And so I'm doing that like you're in trouble face.
I'm doing that now.
I'm doing that. Right. Exactly. So I was like, oh, God. I'm like you panicking about text messages, which we need to get into. So I go, fuck. So I go, just letting you know your red receipts are on. And I do the emoji. And now I've dropped the phone. I'm freaked out because I've seen he's got the red receipts on, that he's seen the screenshots. So now he sees that I've sent him the red receipts thing. And guess what I get back? Finally, I get back a response from Vince or his assistant. I don't know if it's even Vince at this
point.
Was
it the middle finger emoji?
It should have been. Kidding. It should have been. But it was a very nice response being like, I would love to come on the podcast when X, Y, and Z. But guess what? I sent him something back. Those red receipts were off. The red receipts are off. They're off.
You're welcome.
You're welcome, Vince. I just saved maybe your marriage or your other friendships, or your business relationships. I don't know what I helped you with, but that is reason enough to get on this podcast because no one else had the balls to tell you that those red receipts were on. Okay? So for all you weirdos out there that have those red receipts on, someone needs to tell you. And if you have them on and you know it, you're a bigger weirdo. Why do you want anyone to know that they read your message?
My face hurts so bad right now from smiling. Not doing the emoji or it's like that.
Who is the psychopath that's going around screenshotting and sending them back to the same person?
It happens more does
it?
Than you.
Who does
I mean,
it happen
of course
for?
It does. Who does it, Kit? Who? I'm going to tell you. You want me to tell you?
You want a name?
Cinderella.
Exactly.
Yes. Give me a name.
God, what a loser I am. Vince is never coming on and there is definitely a restraining order involved here.
Well,
but anywho.
You live and learn.
That's my update for the week.
Anyway.
Car was found. Vince hates me. And happy week 3. Anyways, what have you been up to? Is the gas still on?
I don't know. I got to call. I'm going to do the smart thing and call. But I'm going to tell them, don't think you can go through our garage because we can't get it open. How about Jared? He's out of town right now. I go, how am I getting my car out? He goes, just pull the thing down. I am not Vita Vea from the Bucks defensive line. I can't pull that thing down. That thing is heavy. I mean,
no,
15 minutes.
It's just the dangly. Oh, because you're rich. Mine's very light.
Right.
It's just the red little, the thing in the middle of the garage where you pull it down. And why that?
Yeah,
red
that's
little.
Not ours. I need Vita Vea, Akeem Hicks, and Will Golston. But I don't know Akeem Hicks's availability because he left the game with a foot injury, you know? I'll let you know on Sunday.
And she's able to report that. It's been verified. Oh,
I reported if Jay Glazer gave it.
Oh, hey, girl.
So
anyone know Patrick Mahomes' stat line? All right. So let's see here. 25 minutes. Oh, my God.
Is that
all? We're just getting started.
I'm trying to think of what else is new. Poor Howie. He thinks I'm yelling. He gets very nervous when I yell. Oh, wait. So talk to me. You haven't really been in that. Well, yeah, you've done games before, but just how was it being with the people? What were they saying to you? Were they so excited to see you out there? I mean, fans liquored up that have been marinating in the parking lot to get inside, say the craziest shit. What were they saying? How'd it go?
Well, it was great. I mean, tailgating in Kansas City is a time. I mean, they start very
it's
early.
It's a college environment. It's fabulous.
I know. And I try to, I'm going to be responsible and not drink before the games. Maybe I should drink before the games. I don't know. Let's just
Jeff
just
Bezos,
the
great hire.
Jeff told me
great
to just
hire.
Be myself. So I don't know. Jeff, dangerous. This is who I am. No, I won't. I will be professional. But it was awesome, as you know better than anyone, atmosphere, whether it's a college game or NFL, like people love their football. So that was awesome. And just being at a game, although I got to tell you, I need the game in my ear at all times.
Yep. Program. I have a panic attack when I go potty and I can't hear it in the bathroom. I have a panic attack.
So we went out on the field with 4 minutes left. Justin Herbert is injured. He's
crucial
going off the
part
side.
Of the game.
I'm like, I need it. Mm-hmm. So that's something like guys don't care. Like guys are like, yeah, whatever.
But you know what I need it for? I need it for, and you know, not to be your mentor, on my notepad that I have, I log the game on one side and then on the right, I will say what Greg is saying or what Kevin is making, what he made note of. So when Herbie said a very strange throw there, you know, you could be like, hey, have any of you, Fitz, have you had a rib injury? You know what I mean? So that's what could be great. I don't know. I don't
Which,
mean to tell
no,
you how
no,
to do
but,
your
but,
job.
No, sis, but that's exactly it. That's why I need the game because I love, and I'll text you even like during your game, like I love the points that the guys in the booth make and they're looking at it from a different vantage point. Like it's awesome. But in summary, it was great. Headed to Cleveland this week for the Browns Steelers, both coming off a loss. But again, like anything can happen, divisional game. Okay. I'm not going to let you get off the hook here for the uncomfortable. You don't have to say that you give the context of exactly what it is, but you get very nervous to send important texts. And so I don't know if anyone else out there is like that, where you reread it so many times and you don't want to press send. Apparently me, I'm just screenshotting and sending it to God knows who. But
zero issues.
Yeah. You are a measure twice, cut once kind of person. And I'm just going in blind to anything. So what makes you uncomfortable? Because right before we got on here, you were afraid to send a text message.
I know. And even now, I just want to make sure that I got the number right. So I'm going to go back after we log off and make sure I didn't mess up a number. So it's crazy, right? With our job, where we are like in our world and stuff. I hate asking for favors for friends. And I'm not even asking for a favor. I'm simply just getting word out on behalf of something to not reassure someone, but I'm touching base and hey, you know, I hate it. I hate putting anyone on the spot and I'm not putting anyone on the spot. I hate the chance where, because I know he's probably going to say no. So I just hate setting it up. And I hate how this person may or may not have to word the text back. Appreciate it. Don't have time for it right now. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I hate making them feel uncomfortable.
I'm going to tell
you. What is that?
I don't know, because we're women and we hate inconveniencing anyone, which is...
I had that with another situation a couple weeks ago. I told you I couldn't pull the plug on something because I didn't want to nick something, a relationship or whatever. And you were like, do it. You and somebody else in my life were like, just do it. What's your problem? Just do it. They don't care about doing it to you.
Well, that's it. Like, okay, so I'm going to open this up because I'm curious what you guys think that are listening. That idea, because you know the people that are asking for a favor. You haven't talked to them in so long. They're like, hey, how are you? By the way, can you do-da-da-da-da? I'm like, save me that. Hi, how you doing? Just cut straight to it. If you want me to do something.
And I did with this text. I did.
Save me the pleasantries. But yeah, it's an interesting idea where we feel bad. And I don't want to just, narrow it. Maybe it's just women, but like maybe men feel like this too. But like you feel bad asking for things. I'm going to stop feeling bad and just start asking for anything. Look at me. Vince
Vaughn.
How
do we get
there? I'm asking Vince to come on and he's blacklisting me. Blackballing?
But is it because we're women? Is that why we feel this way? Do men have this bone in their body? I just don't know. And then I called my husband to tell him, hey, I'm writing this text. And he goes, yeah. And I said, but so-and-so said I shouldn't even feel bad about writing this text because of this, this, and this. And Jarrett said, yeah, why do you fucking care? And I was like, I don't know, but I care. And now I'm on edge. And now I'm going to check the numbers on the text to make sure.
Do you know what you know what I don't miss is this feeling when you're dating someone and you're waiting for God, did I get the right number? Maybe he doesn't have cell phone reception right now. Now 3 days have gone by. Now I go, I don't have never done this, but I've had this happen to me. Hello. If you send me back a hello and there's no response after 3 days, I am not going to ever respond back to that. The hello with
question mark. Yeah, when you're first starting dating, I mean, I haven't dated in a while, but I would definitely tell you that's not the best thing to do.
No, or even with like anything, if someone doesn't respond and you say hello, but that feeling dating and then like, should I write back right away? Should I not write back? I just go right in. I mean, if we've learned anything from my dating history, I waste no time, good, bad, or indifferent. I do.
Get off the plane.
I do. I don't. I mean, my God, it's like, I just really need to take a beat, you know? But we're all out of time. So. What a tune that was. We'll see you guys next week. If this feels frenetic,
still no text message. There you go.
Red receipts are off.
Calm Down with Erin and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like $1 million.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old Richmond, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.